it kind of depends where you are. You know, some of the valley spots, the snow's beginning to melt. But if you go into the trees, or if you, you know, you have some wooded area around your house, and I'm looking outside my office window right now, and there's a couple of inches of snow. And, you know, more snow could be on the way later today and tonight. So it's an exciting time.
What's the texture of the snow that's falling?
Actually, you know, the texture is pretty good. We've had colder nights and cold days. So the snow that's fell the last couple of days is not the slushy, mushy stuff. We kind of had that over the weekend. But this is a good, light snowfall.
Is it good enough for snowballs?
It is good enough for snowballs. You know, at this time of year, if you're a kid, any snow is good enough for snowballs. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. You see kids with their hats, their mittens, and their boots trying to catch the bus or walking to school. So, you know, I'm thinking that they think it's good enough for snowballs, and I have seen a couple of snowmen in my neighborhood.
Well, you mentioned that some of the snow is melting. Obviously, you're in a higher elevation. What is the likelihood of whatever snow you are getting actually sticking and staying with you guys?
I think it's going to stay for a while. It looks like the cold temperatures are going to continue over the next few days. And give us a little bit of a plug here. The snow that melts, hopefully, in the beginning of November, will be covered up by man-made snow when we open up our snow guns for Gore and Bel Air and Whiteface, which should be in the early part of November.
Well, John Lundeen, you've been with ORTA and you've been in Lake Placid for a while now. Is it unusual or is it a fairly usual occurrence to have snow in October?
I was raised in Lake Placid, and, you know, maybe I'm looking at this through rose-colored glasses or I'm romanticizing this too much, but, you know, as a kid, I remember having snow at this time of year. I remember, you know, Halloween, where kids had to put on their snow jackets and winter pants to go out trick-or-treating. So, you know, the last couple of years, I think the snow began to fall maybe a week and a half before Thanksgiving. And that was considered, at least in my mind, a late snowfall. So, you know, I think generally we do begin to see, you know, the first signs of snow towards the end of October.
What kind of impact does it have on tourism when we do see the snow starting to fall mid to late October?
I think, locally it gets people fired up. You know, the skiers and the riders who have their season's passes to the ski resorts, whether they be alpine or Nordic skiing, they begin to feel really excited. The other trick, though, as you know, is to get the tourists and the visitors, especially from areas that are south of here, where, you know, the grass may be a little green and they still have golf clubs and lawnmowers in hand, to begin thinking about winter. The consensus, you know, may be that if it's not snowing in New Jersey or in Albany, it can't be snowing in Lake Placid, but it is. So right now our marketing efforts are focusing on those people, telling them that, yeah, you know, you may have green grass where you are, but in Lake Placid and in the Olympic region, there's snow. So start thinking about your winter vacations.
Well, John, I think a lot of people, when they think snow and they think winter sports, they're thinking skiing, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling. What other kind of snow sports or snow tourism, winter tourism, relies on the snow that can benefit from having it falling at this time?
Well, in this region, you know, we're in Lake Placid, but the most recognized lake is Mirror Lake. And as that lake gets colder and gets covered with snow, there's the skating and the skiing out on that lake, the dog sled rides as well, the tobogganing. And for us, we have the Olympic Speed Skating Oval, which is an outdoor rink. And the snow and the cold temperatures, you know, perhaps could allow us to open a little bit earlier. So, you know, the winter season hopefully begins a little bit earlier this year and lasts a little bit longer than it did last year.